Hello, and this is a special mini episode of Life the Telling. We haven't put on a new episode for a while, so I thought we'd get caught up.
Yeah.
Today we're using
Ted. You should introduce it. You should introduce us for people who are new.
All right, for people who are new, I'm Ted Harris, and this is the Barbie next to my Ken Lindsay.
I'm the Barbie next to your Ken. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean that Barbie and Ken are brother and sister?
There's still boyfriend and girlfriend.
But you and I are not boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, we're brother and sister.
Right. Which one of us is the brother and which one of us is the sister?
You're Barbie, I'm Ken.
I'm Barbie, you're Ken.
All right.
I think it would make a lot more sense if Barbie and Ken had been siblings. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. Today we're using a tool called Allo 2. This is a podcast editing tool Lindsay's company makes, and we're trying to use it, see which is a good fit.
Hey, Ted, can I tell you something important?
What?
Okay. Allo 2 is an all-in-one podcasting tool that lets you record and edit your episodes all in one place. It's web-based so that you can use it anywhere. And, well, anywhere that you have internet access, obviously. And so far, what do you think of it?
It's interesting.
Yeah. It's different. In the past, we've used GarageBand to record, but this time we're trying something new. And that is important because one of the things that this podcast is about what it's like to be autistic, right?
Yes.
Yes. And autistic people have difficulty with trying new things.
I guess so.
And I'm really proud of you because you're trying something new today so that we can know how it works. And you're doing a really good job so far.
I'm trying.
Okay, so what else are we going to talk about?
Some of the things that happened in the last month is Vince got COVID-19.
That was
dun,
awful.
Dun, dun,
dun. Dun, dun, dun. So what was it like while Vince had COVID-19?
Oh, he was sick, throwing up a lot.
He wasn't throwing up.
He basically had a fever. Basically had to stay isolated in the basement, all that.
Well, no, he wasn't in the basement. He was in the lounge. Right. He was in the lounge. And so he was isolated. And what does Vince do for our podcast, Ted?
He's our sound editor.
He's our sound editor and our sound designer. And we did not want to ruin his sound design or his sound editing. So we let him
recuperate.
Yep, exactly. And also for anybody at home, it could have been much worse, but the good news is that Vince and I were both double vaccinated and boosted. So Vince was able to just be sick for a week and recuperate and get better. And it could have been a lot worse, but it wasn't. And Ted is going to get his booster shot soon, right?
Yep. To my 50th birthday.
Actually, I just found out that you can get your booster shot sooner than that. So we need to remember to schedule that.
All right. We'll schedule my COVID-19 booster.
Yep. So that you can be healthy.
What
are some other things that happened in the last month?
We also went to the zoo again. We saw a lot of animals and we almost fed the giraffes, but I refused.
Why did you refuse?
Because it was a big, long one. It would take hours to do, and basically the giraffes are not having it. Also, there was a party that night, and there was a DJ playing 70s and 80s music. There was some dancing.
Why don't we save that for when we talk about the zoo?
All right.
When we do our special Philadelphia Zoo episode. I don't want to spoil it. I want people to want to come back and hear more.
All right. We also went to Cape May.
Mm-hmm.
We also had
Teddy, where for people at home, where's Cape May?
Cape May is south of Wildwood.
It's in New Jersey.
It's south of Wildwood. There's a lot of interesting architecture, a lot of historical homes, stately homes and mansions.
Mm-hmm. And we'll do a whole episode about that soon.
Yes.
Yes.
We also had an interesting adventure with Wissahickon. We saw the Daughters of Artemis.
The Daughters of Artemis.
We saw a pack of huskies.
We saw a what?
Pack of huskies.
A pack of huskies. Yes, we did. Which is important because people at home don't know this. Do they know this? Oh, no, that's right. We talked about it in the Disney World episode because we have
Simone
the Wonder Pup,
mm-hmm.
who is a husky. And she just about levitated when she saw that pack of huskies.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a whole story, but we'll save that for another time. We'll tell you all about that in detail. And what are we going to talk about next, Ted?
Quick Muppet News.
Muppet News!
Muppet Christmas Carol is celebrating with a new picture disc. It's a vinyl record that has pictures of Muppet Christmas Carol on it. There's also the lead songs, Room in Your Heart, sung by Busta Hideo Beaker, Trevor the Board, sung by Sam the Eagle, and When Love Is Gone.
Those are a lot more songs than I didn't know about Chairman of the Board. Where did you learn about that?
That was the only song where you got to hear Sam the Eagle sing.
Wow. And also Bunsen and Beaker get to sing. I did not know about that. What's the other song that's in there that people might not expect?
When Love Is Gone.
Ooh, the song that always gets... The song that was in the theatrical release, but it was cut out of the DVD version. Was it in the DVD?
It was in the videotape version.
Okay.
You can find those songs on newdiscovermusic.com/Tim Peacock.
Actually, no, it was an article written by Tim Peacock about the Muppet Christmas Carol on the website udiscovermusic.com, and we will put a link in the show notes, right, Ted?
Mm-hmm. I never liked the song When Love Is Gone because it brought up a bad memory for me.
It brought up a bad memory for you?
Well, I'd rather not discuss it.
Okay, you don't have to discuss it, but it made you feel sad?
Yeah, it's sad because it brought up a bad memory.
I think it makes most people feel sad because it's a very sad moment in the show. You know that, what are the things that you know when you're seeing it? What's happening in that scene?
Belle
is breaking up with Scrooge, right?
Because Scrooge got too greedy.
It's really sad.
Mm-hmm. Also, here's the thing that most people may or may not have noticed. Muppets are mostly left-handed. Mostly left-handed.
Really?
Do you ever notice that? The reason is because the Muppeters are right-handed. One hand does the head. The other hand does the rods that operate the arms.
Mm-hmm.
Collider has an article that talks about the best Muppet performances. The best Muppet performances are by Steve Martin.
Wait a minute. The best Muppet performances are the best performances by humans with the Muppets?
Yes, best. But Collider has an article that talks about the best Muppet and human performances done together.
Right.
I think the best are with Charles Durning.
Mm-hmm. Who did Charles Durning play?
Doc Hopper.
What movie was that?
The first Muppet movie.
Mm-hmm. You know who I thought was also good in that movie that nobody ever talks about?
What?
Austin Pendleton. Remember him? Who did he play?
The sidekick.
Whose sidekick?
Doc Hopper's sidekick.
Right. And he goes through the most change, I think, over the course of the whole thing. Like, what was he like at the beginning?
At first, it was the stuff and conceited. Then he had a heart.
Well, at first, he was basically doing anything that Doc Hopper told him to do.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that Doc Hopper told him to do.
Yep.
And then, remember the scene when they're all on the bus?
Yes.
And who?
He was disguised as the motorcycle cop.
Right. The motorcycle cop pulls him over and you think, oh my gosh, they're never going to get to Hollywood now.
Yeah.
And what happened when the motorcycle cop pulled them over? What did Dr. Teeth say?
The man with the badge, the police, the cops, the fuzz, the PI.
Don't even think about it.
Well, what if you dream of it?
Yep. Miss Piggy almost gave Dr. Teeth a big hi-yah, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the most memorable moments of the movie.
Yep.
Yeah. But, so the motorcycle cop gets on the bus, and what happens?
He reveals himself to be Max and all that.
And Max tells them what?
Warns them about Doc Hopper, was looking for them about the killer of frogs.
Yeah. And what does this moment make Kermit decide to do?
He decides to stand up to Doc Hopper.
Yeah. It's a pivotal moment in that movie, isn't it?
Yep.
And Austin Pendleton did a great job with that.
Charles Grodin was great as the villain.
In what? In the Muppet movie?
And the Great Muppet Caper.
What was great about his performance?
I think he did a pretty good job as a performance.
Yeah, but you know what? What were the things that you really felt about him when you saw his performance?
I thought he was very icy and all that.
At the beginning, he was all about what was the thing that his character really wanted at the very beginning.
The jewels.
And then who did he meet?
Miss Piggy.
And what happened?
He was falling in love with Miss Piggy, but...
Yeah.
But Miss Piggy loved Kermit more.
Yeah. Remember the scene backstage at the...
At the fashion show.
Mm-hmm. What happened? What did he say to her?
Well, I always thought you were a wonderful woman. The tall, clean, ice woman.
Oh, he talks about, I'm sick of all these women. I'm sick of all these fashion models with, how did he describe them?
The teeth like pearls, soft skin.
And she says,
yeah, well, I think that would make you very sick, your stomach.
Yeah.
And I said, no, please.
He tries to seduce her and she turns him down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really crazy scene, isn't it?
Yeah, and then Kurt shows up backstage and all that.
Yeah, but Charles Grodin really was like, a very conflicted character. He wanted the jewels. He wanted to steal the jewels. Sorry if there's spoilers for The Great Muppet Caper. Anybody at home, if you haven't seen The Great Muppet Caper yet, maybe don't listen to this part.
All right.
Okay, well, never mind. Charles Grodin was one of the great human performances in a Muppet movie. What were some other humans who had great performances in Muppet movies?
Steve Martin.
Mm-hmm. Who did he play? What movie?
Muppet Show. He was trying to audition and do his performances and all that, but...
Oh, I thought we were just going to...
That day.
Oh, that's right. So he had to... What did he have to do?
He had to improvise.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing he's good at that.
And
he, what did he play?
He was himself.
He played the banjo.
Played the banjo.
What did he play? He played himself. Yes, he played himself. And he played
the banjo. And he told jokes.
Yep.
Another one of his songs that...
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That most people don't know about is King Tut from Saturday Night Live. King Tut.
But that wasn't a Muppet performance.
That was from Saturday Night Live.
Right. But right now we're talking about great performances by humans in Muppet movies, right?
All right. Diane Rigg was great as Lady Holiday and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also John Cleese with his hatred for the Muppets.
Did he really hate the Muppets, Ted?
He hated his time in the Muppets.
Did he... He was playing himself as a person who hated being on The Muppet Show, right?
Yep.
I don't know that he really hated being on The Muppet Show. But maybe we'll find out. Maybe somebody will tell us. Maybe John Cleese will send us an email and at info@6630productions.com or something and tell us how he really felt about his time on The Muppet Show.
Oh, Michael Keane was delightful as Scrooge on Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah. How did
you could tell he had a great time.
What was his character like at the beginning?
First was mean, nasty, and horrible. He hates Christmas and all that. But then she learns to lighten up and all that.
Yeah, he feels remorse. And he remembers his happy times with Fezziwig and Belle. And who else did Scrooge have a good time with when he was young?
I don't remember.
And when he goes with the Ghost of Christmas Present, who does he wish he could have fun with?
Tiny Tim.
Yep. And he wishes he could have fun with the Cratchits and he wishes he could have fun with his nephew at the party, right?
Yeah, there was that girl who Fred's wife and all that.
Mm-hmm. And he wishes that he could have her for a niece, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was definitely good. And then at the end, what was he like?
Eventually, he learned to lighten up and all that. He gave gifts to the beggars and all that.
Yep, he learned the joy of generosity.
Yep.
So who's another performer that was amazing with the Muppets in a Muppet movie that you can remember?
Tim Curry.
Oh, Tim Curry is so good. He was great. How was he? Who did he play and what movie was he in?
Muppet Treasure Island. He was Long John Silver.
What was most memorable about his performance for you?
How he tries to con the Muppets and all that, and how he tries to get the treasure and all that. But basically they defeat the pirates and all that.
For the folks at home, if you can tell us how many times Ted says "and all that" in this episode, you win a prize.
Also,
send us an email at info@6630productions.com and tell us how many times Ted says "and all that" in this episode, and we will send you a t-shirt from our Tee Public store.
Also, Sean Penn was excellent.
Sean Penn?
In The Muppets.
I don't remember that. Tell me about it.
Sean Penn, he has his brother Walter and all that. And basically, they want to go on an adventure and all that.
Teddy, that wasn't Sean Penn. That was Jason Segel.
Jason Segel.
You got Sean Penn and Jason Segel mixed up?
Oops.
I mean, that's an interesting... How did you get Sean Penn and...
I was just guessing.
All right, all
Jesus.
Right.
Jesus.
Oh, all right. A little bit of sibling squabbles here. Okay. So, Ted.
Jason Segel.
Yes, Jason Segel. We love him. What was the other show that we saw him in that we really enjoyed?
Dispatch. His Dark Material. Dispatches from Elsewhere.
Dispatches from Elsewhere, right. I remember you and I were watching Dispatches from Elsewhere and His Dark Materials right at the beginning of the pandemic, so I know why you got those two shows confused.
All
right.
But
maybe Jason Segel should be in His Dark Materials.
Well,
you know what I really
saving Jessica Marshall,
forgetting Sarah Marshall,
forgetting Sarah Marshall,
Saving Private Ryan, Weekend at Bernie's.
I'm sorry, I'm just too confused. I think we should just wrap it up from here. I think.
Wait, I want to pitch my script for a Muppet movie. It's a really good idea.
All right.
Can I pitch my script for a Muppet movie? It's a really good idea. Okay. Pride and Prejudice with Adam Driver as Mr. Darcy. Oh, you've heard about this going around on the internet, I'm quite sure. But wait. Lizzie Bennett will be played by Janice, the most undervalued Muppet. She is my personal MVP, most valuable player. I love Janice, and I think that character is just undervalued, and I want to see more Janice, and I think Janice would be great as Lizzie, because remember, in Pride and Prejudice, one of the things that was important for young ladies was to be able to play an instrument, to be able to play music well. And they can call her Thin Lizzy, and it'll be a great inside joke for Generation X and people older than that. And if anybody has any more questions about my pitch for Pride and Prejudice, starring the Muppets with Janice as Lizzy and Adam Driver as Mr. Darcy. See, now, Ted, you're getting me all confused.
I think we should wrap it up here.
I know. Whose show is this?
Mine. So that's it for now.
Soon we're going to have more episodes. We're going to get our episodes about the zoo and our adventures back online. But if you want more information about this show,
buzzsprout.com/life in the Ted Lane.
And you can also send us an email at info@6630productions.com. And you can
write us a review
on Podchaser or on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
And tell us what you think of our show.
Yes.
And we would love to hear from you. If you have any questions about the Muppets, we would be happy to research them and find out the answer for you.
All right. That's it for now. Bye.
We'll resume our regular schedule soon, right, Ted?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.